The Environment and Science Report. Plants have a biological clock that tells them when to produce leaves, seeds, and other growth. A new study says understanding that clock may help scientists develop crops that can feed a growing population in an increasingly warmer world. Rob McClung is a scientist at Dartmouth College. He says scientists need to create ways to feed the nearly 10 billion people who will be living on Earth by the middle of the century. He says estimates show that there will need to be an increase in the world food supply of about 50 to 60% in the next 35 years.
And we're worried that the things that we've done to increase agricultural productivity may be becoming exhausted.
To find new ways to increase productivity, Mr. McClung examined the biological clocks of plants. He learned that different genes in plants affect the plant's clock. He published his findings in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. He says he identified a gene called Giantia in a common species of the plant called field mustard. He discovered that the speed of the gene's development can affect when the plant produces. Mr. McClung says the gene also affects how the plant deals with extreme cold and high levels of salt.
We want to be able to predict if you do this to the clock, you will do this to crop yield.
He says he hopes his research will give plant developers a molecular tool they can use to create a plant that can accept a higher level of salt or grow in a colder environment than usual.
We think that by manipulating the plant clock, we will be able to make plants that are better in tune with their environment and able to perform more effectively.
Experts say the current growth in the production of the world's major food crops, corn, rice, wheat, and soybeans, will not be enough to feed the 9.5 billion people who will be living on Earth in 2050. And that's the VOA Learning English Environment and Science Report. For more environment, science, and agriculture reports, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Marcia James.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in VOA Special English. This week in our series, Doug Johnson and Shirley Griffith discuss the presidential election of 1920 and the man who won, Warren Harding.
The presidential election of 1920 was a turning point in American politics.